This is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac with your look at outdoor recreation conditions around the Adirondacks for this weekend. Leaves are coming down, making some roads and trails slippery, but there is still plenty of peak leaf color in warmer locations, including in the Lake George and Lake Champlain valleys. It's already snowed in the mountains and left some light accumulation, and some icy areas remain. More light snow is expected this weekend, so this is a good time to start carrying traction devices and using them when encountering icy terrain. The shuttle between Marcy Field and the Garden Trailhead has ended for the season, and the trails through the Elk Lake easement lands, the southern access to the high peaks, will close after today until December 3rd. Over in Vermont, Killington is celebrating their opening day of skiing today. Closer to home, the sliding track at Mount Van Hoverberg has opened for the season, but snowmaking hasn't yet begun elsewhere. It's going to feel quite cold on summits this weekend. Summit winds are expected to be 30 to 45 miles per hour. With temperatures dropping through the weekend, expect wind chills on higher summits in the 20s on Friday, teens on Saturday, and below zero on Sunday. Water temperatures are mostly in the 40s, though some warmer waters will remain in the 50s through the weekend. Water temperatures will begin to turn considerably colder in the next few weeks. Warner Band Lake George, a regional warm spot, has been about 60 degrees. Arbutus Lake in Newcomb is in the mid-40s. Rivers and streams are about normal levels for this time of year around the Adirondacks, though larger lakes remain at lower levels. Rivers and stream crossings shouldn't be a problem this weekend. Along the Northville Placid Trail, the crossing over Lafire Brook in the West Canada Wilderness has been replaced with a new 35-foot bridge. And finally, a reminder to keep an eye out while driving for wildlife crossing roads at this time of year. Deer, moose, and bear are more active now, and October through December is when most collisions with large wildlife occur, especially around sunrise and sunset. Those are the local outdoor conditions in the Adirondacks for this weekend. For North Country Public Radio, this is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac, online at AdirondackAlmanac.com.